The station is a new tool for producing energy.
Saida Nabiha, a young Algerian woman who studies economics and sustainable development in France, is slightly out of breath from charging her phone. She's been pedaling for over an hour at this power station, although her phone is fully charged because she likes the exercise. And despite being tired, she shared what she intends to do as soon as the conference ends.
Me, I'm a member in a national association in Algeria. So when I return to my country, I will tell the other people, voluntary people especially, about my experience here.
The engineers behind this initiative are from a company called Solar Sound System. They've provided dozens of bikes to the conference for the many delegates to charge their phones, but they're also encouraging people to cycle so that a DJ can mix tunes while others take a juice break. I caught up with Thomas Ortiz, one of the engineers behind the project, and asked him to tell me about the stands he's been running here at COP21.
The main projects we are running is called Solar Sound System. It's a sound system powered by the energy from the sun and the energy from the human, because we have bicycles and the people that pedal on those bicycles to create energy to spread the music.
So just behind us we can hear there's some loud music playing. There's a DJ on a stage and four people bicycling around him. So these people bicycling are powering the music?
Yeah, exactly. Everything is absolutely off-grid, so we are not plugged on the electric grid. So the people, the pedal, they create the electricity. They load the batteries, because we have batteries to store the energy if we create more than we consume. And then we can do parties like in deep nature or everywhere without being connected to anything.
So you organize these parties in forests and such around France?
Yeah, we are more us. We design and produce the systems, and then we are invited in events to make some music, and we book because we have a big network of DJ and musicians as well. And for us, it's just another way to talk about energy through the vectors of culture, music, and parties.
Sounds like a very sustainable way of partying.
Exactly.
And so those aren't the only bikes. Here we're at a juice bar, which is right next to the DJ, and there are other bikes as well. Can you tell me what those are purposed for?
Yeah, so for this event, COP21, we decide to design another installation, which is work on the same basis. So we have bicycle, but this time they powered some juicers in order to extract some juice from local fruits and vegetables. So this is also a way to talk about the food and to talk about embodied energy, which is the energy used for the whole life cycle of a product. For instance, for a carrot, you need energy to grow the carrot in terms of like sun, water. Then you need energy to transport this carrot. You need energy if you package it. And all this energy, it's called embodied energy. And for us, it's one of the first thing at a citizen scale we can act on, you know.
Do you have one of these bicycles in your kitchen?
Not in my kitchen. But here it's really useful in this kind of public space, and people, they are really happy to pedal for this, and they can really feel the energy, you know, because electricity is something invisible, something protected because it's dangerous, and us, we really want to transform into sensitive experience in order for the people to really understand this notion.
How many juices would you say you've made or have seen made during these 2 weeks of COP21?
I think we are about 250 juice a day. So, yeah, for like 12 days, 11 days.
That's
so,
a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Lot of fruits, lot of spent energy, and yeah.
So it's been a success.
Yeah, really. We're really happy with the installations.
Reporting from the United Nations Climate Change Conference, I'm Stephanie Kutrix.